out and about in Western agriculture. Managing weeds is always a little tricky for any grower, and changes to procedures because of drought conditions are making pre-emergent applications less effective. Cooperative Extension Farm Advisor Scott Stoddard talked to growers at a recent tomato meeting about weed management and the added challenges water complications have created.
You know, this whole presentation I gave wasn't specifically let's look at this one thing. I was trying to encapsulate like 15 years. Weed management in tomatoes, because we are so limited with the products that we have, we really have to try to maximize their effectiveness. And so that's a timing component of trying to time the herbicides properly to the weeds, but as well as trying to get the herbicide to work as well as it can. And so that's where the water incorporation comes into play. And many herbicides, especially our pre-emergent type of herbicides, work better if they can be water incorporated with sprinklers and usually like about a half inch of water. So it comes down to whether you have it, as in if you've got the water to be able to do establishing your plants with sprinklers, that's also a fantastic, that's a great time to get your herbicides to be their most effective.
Stoddard noted that more and more growers are not being able to do that practice as the California water situation continues to look bleak.
Obviously, with our water situation in the state for the past 3 years now, this establishing plants with sprinklers is becoming less and less common. And we're not doing that anymore. And we just turn on the drip system or something and get them established that way. And unfortunately, that somewhat can make herbicides less effective. But I mean, that's where we're at in this state. And I realize if you don't have the water, you don't have the water. So
I'm Taylor Hillman for AgNet West.